I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking, with all the talk about books that cannot be allowed in public school libraries, what books will be selected? A woman nominated last week to Florida's Board of Education once petitioned deceased talk show host Rush Limbaugh for books for her local elementary school to be used by students as props for her husband's state house campaign. Esther Byrd, one of two names advanced for Senate confirmation by Governor Ron DeSantis, posted a plea for a classroom set of books on the Rush Limbaugh and EIB Network Facebook group. This is the most conservative district in Florida, so I think they would be well received by most parents, Byrd asserted. For those who do not remember, the deceased right-wing talk show host is famous for coining such enlightened and comical rejoinders as feminazis and claiming feminism was established so as to allow unattractive women access to the mainstream of society. When I first moved to Florida from Vermont in the early 1990s, I had never heard of him. My work truck only had an AM radio, and his show was on one of the few stations it received, so I listened. For at least 6 months, I thought it was a joke. His criticism of then-President Bill Clinton was so over the top and blatantly false, it could not have been for real. How was I to know then that not only was it for real, but turned out to be the future of the Republican Party and all those aligned with the right wing? But according to Byrd, his take on history was just right for that elementary school class. While no one has said so, I must confess to not reading the Rush Revere books myself, I am confident whatever some people are calling critical race theory, systemic racism, or the real economic impact enslaved people contributed to the country is not included. Since then, Byrd has expanded her universe of role models. She extolled the July 6 Capitol riots, describing pending civil wars and advocacy for the Proud Boys and QAnon. In the coming civil wars, We the People versus the Radical Left and We the People cleaning up the Republican Party, team rosters are being filled, mused Byrd. Every elected official in D.C. will pick one. There are only two teams, with us or against us. In October, Byrd offered an unsolicited defense of the Proud Boys, and those statements came months after Byrd made comments supporting QAnon after Byrd and her husband were photographed on a boat flying a QAnon flag. So should Byrd be confirmed by the Florida Senate, maybe U.S. history, according to Limbaugh and others, will replace the real story, where the white people are not always the benevolent heroes.